Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to the wrong station, but this is Mercury Retrograde. This is Midnight Meditation with Charlena, and yes, it's just Mercury in that retrograde playing with me. Anyway, welcome to Midnight Meditation. It is Saturday the 17th of September, and today was a beautiful day. I hope you were able to go outside. As you know, we are in the midst of order, and with Mercury in retrograde, order may or may not happen with us on until we get past it, which is will be next Thursday. So it doesn't matter, though, because you are here right now. It is the right time, and you're doing the right thing for yourself this morning. Our title for this morning is I Am Divine, and Everything Is in Right Order. So even though order is our word for the month, the ninth power of the 12 powers of man, I thought that we would take another tact, another angle. I invite you now to get comfortable and plant your feet firmly on the floor, flat on the floor. Even though we may be on a path, because it is September, it is a new season, beginning the beginning of a school year, whether you're in grade school, high school, college, or beginning your master's, a new cultural season where Broadway comes alive again, even though it's been alive all through the summer, where new movies are presented, the beginning of the Oscars or the award shows start October. So September is the beginning month, even though it is the ninth month. And even though it is the ninth month, it is order. It's time to get your life in order. Again, please, I invite you to get comfortable and ready to receive our love from our great Creator. We are ready to listen to what God desires for us to do. We are ready to feel as though our lives are indeed in order, including our disjointed feelings. As we inhale this morning, and I invite you to inhale now, and release the breath, we are aware of the newness of life traveling through our system and know that with each breath, our life is in renewal and in rebalancing, and all is well. All is well with our soul. All is well with our life. Inhale now on eight counts. 1001, 1001, and hold for 4, and exhale for 6, count, inhale, hold for 4, and exhale, inhale, hold, continue on your breath work. When you begin to perceive that the essence of the universe is within you, within yourself. Let me repeat that. When you begin to perceive that the essence of the universal is within yourself, is you, begin to do things, you begin to feel your power. This is by Charles F. Hanel. All the power of the universe is with you. Feel it. Know it. And then act as though it were true. And this is from The Science of Mind on page 32. As you inhale again, deliberate departure from your routine. Look at how we have absorbed public opinion as being part of who we are or part of ourselves. Exhale. Inhale. Public opinion, true. In fact, it is just someone else's opinion. Exhale. Breathe. It's time to step away from public opinion. Mainly because it is not our opinion of ourselves. Not who we are. And breathe. It is not our, it is not real for us. Ernest Holmes says, we are either drawing things to us or pushing them away. There is no such thing as wasted time. Each of us is uncovering our innate gift and unlearning our false accumulation of ourself at the precise moment in time that we are ready to experience them. There's a saying, and you may have heard this before, when the student is ready, the teacher will arrive. And that saying is true for everybody, every day, during all parts of our day. It is not just for special points in our lives when we are in need of guidance specifically for a specific reason. To imagine now the teacher that you need to appear before you now. Inhale. Hold still. I would like you to truly visualize a situation in your life, something small, nothing large, just a small be served well to have a mentor. See yourself being guided. And exhale. Now, imagine you have a medium-sized challenge, and you're not quite sure who or what your teacher might be, but you know in your heart of hearts, they will appear. It will appear. He will appear. She will appear. Inhale. Knowing that the teacher is right there for you. Exhale. Now take in another deep breath. And this is for a large challenge. Something you don't know quite what to do. Inhale. Hold how there are no limitations, combined intentions and action. We set our sights on drawing to us more expansive, more joyous experiences. And it is true, we have no limit, drawn from the same cloth, the same spirit as our Creator, and there are no limits to what we can do, what we intend to do, what action we can take. So discard public opinion of what you can and cannot do. And set your limits, set your sights as high as you possibly can. Realize that your sights are as high or as limitless as the sky. And that it is beautiful as any sky you have seen. And let me repeat that. When we can understand that there are no limitations combined with our intentions and action, we set our sights on drawing to us more expansive, joyous experiences. It is very much like Florence Scovel Shin, all doors are now open, channels are now free. The whole wide world said yes to me. Today, you are arriving at the shore of reward because of your willingness to do the work. Today, you are arriving at the shore of your willingness to accept your good because you have done the work. You are stepping onto the stage of global influence, facilitating change for the betterment of all. You are channeling your creative mind and inventing the next technological wonder that brings ease to the planet. Today, you are expressing unconditional love and experiencing a level of aliveness that sets into motion a global awakening. How magnificent it is to claim, I am that person, am defined, therefore I am in divine order. Let's go deeper into that adventure. Think about three things, three shifts out of your life things, two shifts out of your life, and one who is always available now. Breathe. And as you breathe, see the color red going through your system from your toes, your calves, thighs, your pelvic or groin area, your lower back, your heart, your throat, your mouth, the bridge of your nose, crown of your head, and exhale. Now I'd like you to envision green. Breathe. And now you see green. 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 And now breathe out. And inhale, breathe inward. And see yourself enclosed in green, enwrapped in green, green. When you saw red, were you feeling sad or depressed or just out of sorts for no apparent reason? Chalk that up to you having fallen off your divine path. Continue to breathe in and out. Let me tell you a story about myself. I had taken to heart what people assumed was true of me and my operatic voice. Whether I took it to heart or not, my spirit, my inner voice, had told me to dismiss what I had heard, what was said to me in jealousy. I just needed to allow the people, perhaps into my life, who could have heard or hear or trust in my voice, my truth. and listen to my Creator, to God, and follow God's lead, the path of least resistance, which is filled with opinions, other people's opinions, is often the most circuitous route and most people, it derails their true selves. And now again, as we see green, we inhale green, we feel that shift all the way down to our toes. As our spirit comes alive again, do green, we're putting on the mask of prosperity. And we are allowing prosperity to pour all over the form of who you are. And we know our spirit's true color, our spirit of divine love, our spirit of the divine. And we know and can say, I am divine, divine. I am divine, and everything is in divine right order. And so it is. Namaste. Good morning.